And don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And the Astros have an opponent. And we have a special fill-in today. So let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Bauer, the Falcon. No A.J. today. Filling in, Josh Jordan.
What's going on, Fred? How you doing, my man?
Doing great. Glad to have you. Thanks for jumping in. Yeah. And working the producing today, Handsome Andrew. So, really, I'm surrounded by handsomes today, which I'm not cool with, but that's all right. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter, which is probably the best way to do it today. It's at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at JoshJordan975. Andrew, what's your Twitter? I don't even know.
At Carlson Radio.
Am I following you?
I'm not sure if I'm following you, Fred.
Well, then you might want to get your bleep together, buddy, if you're going to be filling in today. Yeah, you can also hit us up on the text line. There's also the Twitch channel if you want to get on there and admire my coworkers for the day. AJ had some eye stuff that he had to deal with, so last minute I had to call up Josh Jordan from the minors.
Make a call to the bullpen, right?
Yeah. This is your one-day call-up. So if you come out and score 50 points, it might be good for you.
Hey, I'll take it.
If you don't, not familiar with Josh, he does a great job on the money line with Jerry Bowe. That's every Sunday, 10 to noon. Where are you guys at this week?
We are actually out past Katy, right, Andrew? We're going to be at the Rosenberg Brewings. So that should be fun. If you're available, you want to come watch some football, talk some betting, talk some fantasy, Jerry and I will be hanging out there. Come on out.
All right. That's a little bit of a haul for me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a haul for me too, Fred.
Well, your Astros have an opponent, and it will be the Tampa Bay Rays. That game will be tomorrow. Just to remind you that we will be out tomorrow at the Courtyard Marriott. AJ will be back. The game will be on the station starting at, I don't know when the pregame is, but I know the game's at 1:05. So you can listen to the game, and as soon as it's over, we'll start the Blitz. So hopefully, you know, it'll probably cut 30 minutes into the show, maybe 35, somewhere in there. But so the Blitz will start a little bit late, but we'll be at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. So if you're going to the game tomorrow and you're going to get trashed after the game, come hang out with us and be trashed there.
No, that's the perfect place to do it. Yeah, 1 o'clock. I don't believe we're carrying the pregame show tomorrow, but we will be carrying the pregame show on Saturday. So Fred's right. Right at 1, get your Astros on right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, Charlie is kind of a pregame show.
That's a good point.
Yeah. there's nobody that does more baseball than Charlie. So I had a couple things about the Rays that I wanted to throw out there. And this is courtesy of Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Worked with him at the Chronicle for many years. I think he's terrific. And here's an interesting stat for you. I've got the good Astros stat and the bad Astros stat, and we're going to start with the bad Astros stat.
Okay.
Astros have played in the last 17 meetings against the Rays since August 1st, 2017. Care to guess what the record is for the Astros?
Ooh. Are we going good or bad first? That's the question.
Well, I told you the bad one first.
This is the bad one first.
Yeah.
I got to think they're under 500.
6-11.
Ooh.
In 17 meetings, including 2-6 in Tampa. And the Rays have won 3 of 4 against them at Tropicana Field in each of the last 2 years. Astros with a .582 slugging percentage in those 8 games.
Ugh.
That is courtesy of Brian McTaggart. But he also has a positive for you. So if you're starting to panic because of that, Verlander, Cole, Greinke versus the Rays this year. A combined 169 ERA in 23 innings.
Wow.
So there's your good news. But I do think the Astros will win this series, but I don't think it's I'm not going to be shocked if the Rays don't give them a good one here, because they just match up pretty well with them. At least they have in the regular season. Now, obviously, the intensity goes up now, and I think you're going to see Verlander at his best. I think you're going to see Cole at his best and Greinke. But it'll be interesting.
No doubt. I'm seeing a lot of people predicting a sweep. You know, we did some videos on SportsMap where we had Charlie Polillo on there, and he talked about who he likes in the series and how he sees it going, and he thinks they're going to sweep him. I don't think it's going to be quite that easy. I think the Greinke start, I think he'll end up going up against Charlie Morton, if I'm remembering correctly. I think that one could be kind of tricky. So I'm not going to get ahead of myself too much here, but I do like their chances, obviously, with Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I think they'll win it in four. I do think there'll be one game in there that maybe they don't play their best, and that's going to happen. But ideally, yeah, you'd like to sweep. And then you've got your guys lined up for presumably the Yankees, although I wouldn't rule out the Twins. I think that's going to be an interesting series too. So, but yeah, all that starts tomorrow. And you can hear it right here in perfect clarity in FM on ESPN 97.5. And you can also, the other thing you can do is come see us. That'll be fun. Also, a lot of football. We got football tonight, including a real thriller with the Rams and the Seahawks. I know you're excited about that one.
I am. We actually get a good one here on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, I think from a betting perspective, kind of leaning Rams here.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that one of your plays?
I think I'm going to go that way. They've done very well on the road. They've done very well up in Seattle. So I think they're going to be a little angry after the way last week went. So I think there's going to be a lot of points in this one, and I'm leaning towards the Rams right now.
So it sounds like you're leaning Rams over to me.
Yeah, I am. I'm still working on it. I just got my fantasy ranks up today. I've been kind of looking at the lines all this week, so I'll have a better idea tomorrow with the other games. But yeah, tonight I'm leaning Rams. I'll probably get on to my bookie and get a little action going here in just a little bit.
So I'm just looking at the Twitch channel, and apparently I don't know what happened with the cameras, but the good news is people can only see half my face. I'm like cut off. So it's almost all centered on Josh, and then there's the producer cam on Handsome Andrew.
We got to get that fixed,
so,
Brett.
No, you guys are fine. You guys are fine. Nobody needs to see me. So I'm excited about the Astros. I'm excited about the game tonight. There's some college football coming up as well. So plenty of things to keep us interested. I'm stoked because hockey season started last night. I'm the only one. I got my first bet in, which I mentioned on the show yesterday, which was Toronto and Ottawa over 6.5, and it finished 5-3. So I think I'm just going to quit. I mean, that way I can say, man, I was perfect on the NHL season.
You killed it.
Yeah. 100%.
Undefeated.
I believe you can move on this game as if it's already been played. Oh, well,
1-800.
Yeah, it's already been played. But there's a couple of things I want to get to in next segment. People keep asking me about all the horse deaths and stuff, and I kind of feel like I need to weigh in on that. So if it's not something you're interested in, then maybe skip a segment. But it won't take long. I just think that people go, why won't you talk about this? Why won't you talk about this? Because it's one of those things that I don't think everybody is interested in, but I think enough people are that I feel like, and I do feel like I'm probably one of the, you know, the biggest proponents of horse racing in this city. I feel like I should address it. So,
no doubt.
Casey says, moved to San Antonio 3 years ago. It's great to hear your soothing voice again. You know, you can catch us on the app anytime. That app's badass. So, but yeah, that's we'll do that next segment. We got Brad Powers today at 6 o'clock. Rafael Esparza will join us at 6:30. So, we'll do college football gambling in the 6 o'clock hour. And I know for a lot of you guys who, you know, that don't subscribe to the pregame picks, if you want to find out what we're doing, pretty much those get mentioned at 6 o'clock. So just a little insider tip. And I got some text and stuff to get to today. I had a chance to talk to you about this on air because, you know, you haven't done the show in a while. But what's your impressions of Bill O'Brien so far?
Oh, Fred. You know, it really kills me because I was one of the guys that kind of stuck with him longer than, you know, a lot of the other people at the station here and some of our other contemporaries in the media. But he's lost me now, man. I am out. I just can't do it anymore. In fact, we got a video coming out on SportsMap, kind of, I'll just tease it a little bit. It's probably going to be up tomorrow on how this this Falcons game could be the game for the Texans that is the first domino that falls that could lead to Bill O'Brien not being the head coach of the Texans anymore. And part of that is, when's the last time they looked good at home? You know what I mean? Like, even last year in the playoffs, they only put up 7 points against the Colts. It's been a long time since they've put on a good show in front of the hometown crowd. So I think this could be it. And I know it takes a lot. I know they're all in on him because he's the GM and all that as well. But essentially, he's gone all in for the short term, right, with all the trades. Most of your money is going to be tied up here pretty soon in Watson and Tunsil. And if you went all in for now and you still only go like 8-8, that's a problem, man. You could have probably gone 8-8 without having to give away your future. So if that ends up happening, I think we could see some change sooner than later. And I know a lot of Texans fans feel that way. They would like to see that happen.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. I kind of feel like this is Rick Smith version 2, and for that matter, Gary Kubiak version 2. The guy somehow has, I don't know if he's got naked photos of Cal McNair, but I wouldn't show those. Nobody would want to see that, right?
No.
But he's got something going on to where he's just got everybody in this organization snowed. So,
see, but I think it's part of the schedule, too, that has me worried a little bit because – it's going to get pretty rough here. If they don't win this one, and then you got to play the Chiefs coming up, you have the Ravens coming up, Patriots aren't too far off. I mean, this thing could get out of control pretty quick. This is a big game. I really believe that because I think they can bounce back and beat the Raiders. But if they drop this one, they're going to be in trouble.
I have a feeling they are going to drop this one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm taking the Falcons +5.
I already fired on that as well.
What was the guy who used to say, don't need the points, don't want the points, I'll take the points. So, yeah, I'm firing away. But all I want for Christmas is Bill O'Brien fired.
Right. But, I mean, look at this. Falcons, then they have the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Loss.
At the Colts.
That's probably a loss.
Then back here for the Raiders.
Win.
And then, you know this, they're going to London for the Jags game. Jags are usually pretty tough in London. That could go either way, I think. And then you're at Baltimore. I mean, this is a tough stretch here.
Somebody asked, my work truck radio is as unreliable as the Texans' 2-minute defense. Well played, sir. Will Astros game be available to stream on the app as well? I don't think so.
I believe you have to have the MLB app for that. I believe it'll just be on 97.5.
Yeah, I think it's just on air. It's not part of the streaming. That's a different contract that we do.
Correct.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Dealing with some health things. He'll be back tomorrow when we broadcast live from downtown. So Josh Jordan filling in. Andrew Carlson, the soccer god, is producing today. Aaron is back. I've just talked to Aaron about his drinking habits and being able to read about them on Twitter. But he'll be back producing tomorrow. So a little bit of a different crew today, but we'll get through it. And you can follow Andrew on Twitter at Carlson Radio. Since he finally followed me, I'll say nice things about him. He only has 219 followers. Ladies, you should follow him. Or guys who like guys, you should follow him. Either one, whatever you're into.
Little known fact, he does push-ups during the break in the control room. So it's always workout season for Andrew.
See, I always see him in there practicing, you know, trying to score goals. Mr. Soccer Junior in there. Does a great job on Soccer Matters, by the way. If you're not familiar with that show, it's damn good. Glenn jumped in when AJ had to leave the other day, and I'm driving home, and I hear a guy say, I didn't know there was a soccer show in Houston. I'm like, really? Glenn's been here longer than me, I think. But, yeah, so he does a good job. Happy to have him. And he's part of the the up-and-coming crew of guys here that we hope are going to be stars in the next couple of years. And, you know, we'll do our best to get him there.
No doubt. You know, he produces Moneyline, so I'm very familiar with working with Andrew.
Oh, so this is just like home for you.
Yeah.
So basically, you would feel more comfortable if I brought Jerry in here and let him do the show. Is that what you're telling me?
No, because it's a very different show, and I don't have all my fantasy prep ready yet. It's not Sunday, Fred. I'm ready to work with you, my man.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty of other stuff to talk to, but I wanted to get to this real quickly, and I won't spend a lot of time on it. But I have been getting a lot of questions about what do you think about these horses breaking down at Belmont, and then when I was at Santa Anita, I kept getting the, oh, you're supporting a track that kills horses, and. Yeah, I think they're fair questions for somebody who does what I do and promotes horse racing. I mean, I'm kind of the Glenn Davis of horse racing in this city, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
And I've been around it my entire life. I just want to address like the deaths at Santa Anita that happened earlier this year, and we've talked about it. There's a lot of reasons for it, but I want to make something really clear. This is nothing new. And it's become something that newspapers have latched onto, especially because of what happened at Santa Anita. There were 497 deaths in races last year in 2018, and that's way down. Now, that doesn't count the ones that are hurt in training. And is that too much? Yes. No one wants to see it. No one in the business, you know, no one who bets on it, no one who works at the track, no one who trains horses or owns horses ever wants to see a horse break down. It's horrible. I've seen it a lot, and it makes me physically ill every time I see it. And even going back, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a horse break down on the track. And I hate it. We all hate it. But the reality is there's a lot of reasons for it. And it's not the tracks. The tracks aren't out there trying to come up with ways to, oh, let's hurt horses. It's not that at all. What it is we have a problem in this country with horse racing, and it's kind of a dirty little secret that's been there forever. And now that people are writing about it, I guess it's getting out. And everybody's responding with, oh, well, this is terrible. Well, the reality is there's too many tracks. And because of that, horses are running way too much. And there's guys who, if they get an opportunity to run a horse, you know, three or four times in a month, they'll do it. And it's too much for them. I mean, they're incredible athletes, but they're also very fragile. And the reality is, and plus, I think you throw into the fact that there's a lot of illegal drug use going on, that it's pretty rampant. And I don't want to make it sound like that's the whole sport. But just like anything in life, I always say there's 5% out there that ruin everything. And I think 95% of the people in the business are awesome. And they're upfront and they're honest. And 5% of them are doing stuff like that. And that's causing a lot of these issues. And I do think it needs to be addressed and it needs to be fixed. And it's important to me, as someone who is a supporter of the sport, that everything is above ground. And, you know, yes, at some point people ask, well, what's an acceptable number? Well, zero is an acceptable number, but that's not realistic. But if you're, let's be honest, there's 5% of the doctors out there are turds. There's 5% of the lawyers out there, 5% of police, 5% of anything, radio guys. Maybe 10% at this station. But the reality is that that's what's causing the problems. And believe me, when I was at Santa Anita and they had that horse break down on Saturday, and it just you could feel the energy go out of the building. Everybody was sick over it because they'd just gone through a whole Del Mar meet without a breakdown. Now, that particular horse has had issues in the past where he's been ruled off the track because of injuries. And in this case, I think it was a matter of they ran him too much. It had nothing to do with the track surface. So... Yeah, you know, and now what's happening is newspapers are running with this. And the bad thing is, like, oh, two horses die at Belmont Stakes. That was the big, or Belmont Park. That was the big story this weekend. Well, guess what? That happens. And it's been happening for years. It's just now they've decided to make a news story out of it every time it happens. So, you know, honestly, that's my take on it. I think more things can be done. But this has become a media circus, and it doesn't really need to be because it's been there forever.
Do you see it getting better anytime soon?
It's been getting better. But until we have like a national group that goes basically oversees everything, because every state has different rules, which is kind of stupid, and that's one of the things that drives me nuts. Until we have something that oversees it all and puts a uniform set of rules for everybody, then it's always going to be an issue. But it's not as bad. I don't think it's as bad as it was in the past, but it's still bad. And then, you know, it's a good question. Why can't they rehab? If you break your leg, like you and I can put a cast on it, and we know not to get on it. Horses can't. They're going to get on it, and it's going to break it again. So there's nothing they can do. So, all right. I wanted to get that out of the way because I've been getting asked a lot, and I don't want to duck questions about things like that. But now I can just say, well, go to the 415 October 3rd podcast, and you'll hear everything you need to hear about it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So Larry Brown Sports graded all the NFL teams through the first quarter of the season. And I'm just kind of curious about a couple of teams. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm going to ask you what grade you think they got, and we'll see how close you get.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
3-1.
I'm going to go with the A-.
Did you read the article?
What? I would never do
yeah,
something
yeah,
like
you
that.
Would. Yeah, you would. That is correct. A-. Your Houston Texans at 2-2.
Oof. I'm going to say a C.
It is a C. He did read the article.
I skimmed it, but I don't have it right in front of me.
At least you admitted it.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll give you some that... We'll stay in the AFC South.
Okay.
Indianapolis Colts.
Man, I'd give them an A based on what they're doing without Andrew Luck.
C plus,
really?
Yeah, slightly above average. Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'd give them a B.
B minus.
Okay.
The Chiefs are 4-0, and they only get an A, so there must not be an A plus in this thing.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins, care to guess?
Got to go with an F there.
Failing grade.
Yeah.
Patriots get an A+, which is weird because I think the Chiefs deserve one too. The Saints, I know we have a lot of Saints fans here.
I'll give the Saints a B+.
They get an A.
Okay.
According to this. The Jets get the infamous F-. So, and then the Tennessee Titans, also in the AFC South.
I guess C+, B-, something like that.
C+. Okay. Correct. So basically, of all the 2-2 teams in the AFC South, the Texans have the lowest grade.
Well, I mean, they have their main quarterback who's a great quarterback, whereas, you know, the other teams, not so much. Jags dealing with the backup, Colts as well. So,
wait, you don't believe in the stash?
You know what? He's way better than I thought he was going to be, but I just think that, you know, there was high expectations for Deshaun in this offense this year, and they've just been a little up and down.
Well, I mean, basically, I think you nailed it with the home games.
Yeah.
They just haven't been able to put up any offense. And if they can't score against the Falcons, they're going to get their ass kicked. I mean, the Falcons are bad, but they've got more receivers than the Texans can cover. They're going to put up points. And I just think if they come out and do the same stuff they've done the last couple home games, they're going to lose to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
You heard it here second.
No, I agree with you. I just think Julio's going to go off here. I don't see how anybody holds him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a problem for anybody, but the real issue is that who do you put on him? I mean, is it going to be – you're going to put the rookie on him?
I would put Roby on him because he's the only one I kind of trust. I mean, imagine putting Jonathan Joseph on him. He's going to line up like 30 yards off the line of scrimmage from him. He'll catch everything underneath. And then if he tries to play up on him, Julio's going to run right past him. So I guess
we know he's not going to play up on him because he doesn't play up on anybody.
He doesn't. That's what's terrifying. And, you know, Calvin Ridley, we haven't heard much from him in the last couple games. I think we hear a little breakout from him this week. And, you know, the numbers say the Texans are defending the tight ends better this year, but I don't really believe it yet. I think Austin Hooper could have a nice game too.
See, I think that's one thing they've actually addressed with Sean Gibson, because he's always been good at that. And, yep. And that's been one of my complaints with them is they've never really addressed somebody who can cover tight ends. Well, they went out and got one in the offseason. So I think he'll do fine on him, but I'm more worried about the matchups on the outside. And I know the Falcons can't run the ball, which is an advantage for the Texans defense, because they'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to take what they can do on the ground away from them. They can catch passes out of the backfield though. And the Texans can't defend that very well. So I'm not feeling good about this game. I hope they win because it's a lot more interesting if you know they're at least competitive. But I got a bad feeling about this.
I do too. I think Devontae Freeman goes off, catches some passes out of the backfield this week. And I mean, you saw the game last week. Every time Christian McCaffrey touched the ball, I was holding my breath. You know, even when it looked like it should just be like a 3 yard pickup, you know, he'd squirt through for 5 or 6 yards every time. It's a problem.
And I don't think they did a bad job on him. I mean, covering him was typical Texans. But I'll tell you who always does a good job, Lawyer Dave. And Lawyer Dave represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents, whether it's car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. He takes care of blitzers who maybe had problems with your hospital. Now, I almost got eaten by the elevator here. If that had happened, Lawyer Dave would have been my guy. Practices everywhere in Texas. And so that means if you're over in the Golden Triangle and you're in an accident, and let's face it, if you live in Houston, you're going to be in an accident and you need a lawyer because insurance companies have lawyers. He doesn't charge for his consultations. That's the best part. You can call him and ask him any legal question. And if it's not something he handles, he'll refer you to somebody who does. Or he'll just tell you, no, you don't really have a case. But if you do have a case and he takes it on, guess what? There's no money up front from you. He does not get paid until you win. It's that simple. And even if you need medical attention, you're like, oh, man, I can't afford to go to the doctor, but my neck's killing me from this accident. He'll take care of that, too. They'll get you set up. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at lawyerdavelaw, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. Or if you can't remember all that, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll set you up with him. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better Doll Dave.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So my phone now does that thing where it says telemarketer or spam alert or whatever. There was a phone call during the break, and it didn't have either one. It's from Kenya. I'm pretty sure that should have read spam alert.
Pretty sure.
Come on, AT&T. Raise your game a little bit. A32 says, you guys are overestimating the Falcons based on name. They aren't the same. Freeman is replacement level, and Matt Ryan will throw picks. Texans roll this week. Atlanta D is awful. Let's see the Texans actually do something against the Atlanta defense before I'm going to. I think the Falcons are bad. I have no trust of the Texans right now on offense. Tom asks, I always hear you guys talk about pregame. Are there discounts for blitzers? Honestly, I don't know. We'll ask RJ that tomorrow. And in case you're curious, Josh Jordan filling in for AJ today. He'll be back tomorrow. Went and had his pupils dilated. And that's never fun because I remember the last time I did it, I was out for hours. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. Somebody else was asking what happened with me in the elevator. I was trying to get on the elevator, and the doors were closing, and I put my arm in there, and they just kept closing. And then I put my other arm in there, and then they kept closing some more. And then finally it opened, but, yeah, it almost ate me. And that would have been a Lawyer Dave thing. So our elevator's here. Not quite as bad as the bathrooms, which I don't know if you heard us talking yesterday. And if one of you guys did this, then Shane Bell, you should be fired. I don't care how good you are. But somebody's been putting basically paper towels in the urinal.
I saw that.
And yesterday there was one that either had blood or poo. I'm hoping it was makeup, which would narrow the field of potential people here. But then I don't know who's wearing makeup and then taking it off in a men's bathroom and then throwing it onto a urinal. So it's either blood or poo. And it's just disgusting. What the hell? What are you guys doing?
I don't get it. I've seen it twice now, like in the past week or two. It's not that hard. There's a trash can in there. Just throw it in there.
Well, theoretically, yeah. And Deacon said, when was the last time the Texans rolled anybody? It's probably the Browns last year, now that I think about it. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it has been a while. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is with people. And you can't put, you know, it's a bathroom, so you can't put cameras in there.
No.
But I'm wondering if we shouldn't get an intern to just hide in there. By the way, if you've never, and some of you have seen it, the listener party, not only is it filthy, but in the far stall, if they have to get in to work on the air conditioning system, like the whole maintenance area is basically a door from the bathroom. So if you're sitting in there doing your business and they have to get in there, guess what? You got to let them through.
How's it going? What if we get like a men's room attendant like they have at the strip clubs? You know, something like that. Yeah, you know, they could kind of monitor everybody.
I mean, but if they do that, then whoever it is isn't going to do it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And, you know, I hate to tell you this. I'm so against the men's room attendant.
Of course. It's the most uncomfortable, worst thing
yeah,
ever.
It's like, yeah, okay, now I got it. And, oh, I don't carry cash. Damn it, this sucks. And I can't dry my hands or wash them unless you hand it to me.
Yeah, and so. Dude, I don't need your cologne. I'm good. I don't need a mint. I've got some gum. I'm already having to tip the dancers. I don't need to have to tip you every time I come in here.
Somebody says, let's just blame Barry. No, that's not. You know what? I don't see any way Barry's the culprit. Somebody says, if it's makeup, it's got to be Raheel, right? Yeah, that's probably fair. But I think the first incident happened when Raheel wasn't there.
Yeah, because he was out all last week, I think.
Honestly, it's got to be – well, I used to be able to blame it on Deportes because those guys were filthy. But we only have one other company on this floor now. And now, to be fair, they're a little weird. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot weird.
Yeah.
And a little bit creepy. And this comes from somebody who people think is really creepy. So, so yeah, I don't know who's doing it. But twice this week there has been – paper towels in the urinal, and once it was on top of the urinal with poo.
And that's what concerns me, is because it's happened more than once. You know, so a pattern is starting to form. And I went in there the other day, and it was sitting in the urinal, so I just went to the stall. I was just like, I don't want anybody thinking I had anything to do with this. You know, I keep on moving. But then, yeah, then I saw it just laying on the ground. So I guess somebody just bumped it off the urinal or somebody pulled it out. But it's not good.
Christina says, so glad the women's bathroom isn't that bad. Yeah, the except for the time somebody threw up in it.
I wonder who that was.
Oh, man. 713, you know, ESPN. Raheel says, it can't be him throwing the makeup napkins. He's naturally beautiful. That's what he says. I find him not guilty.
I'm with you. I don't think it's Raheel. I don't. I don't really have a good guess, though. Do you? Like... besides Raheel?
I hope it's not one of our guys.
Right. See, that's what I'm thinking, too.
I hope it's the weirdos in the corner. And plus, those guys are just strange. They'll, like, follow you into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Even when you clearly, even when they don't necessarily need to go, they just kind of follow you in there. So I'm thinking we station an intern, and the intern stays there, and, you know, basically, when it happens, they come out and you know, they come out and check it out. So this is my entire next paycheck on it being Trey. I don't think Trey.
No,
it doesn't seem like something he would. Believe me, there's a lot of stuff I would blame Trey for. That's not one of them.
No, I'm with you there. I don't think it's Trey.
Somebody says people from other floors. We don't really get people from other floors.
Not too often, and I think, you know, the women's room is nice because they keep it locked for the most part. Where we do have guests that come into the building.
Have you tried to get in?
That's what I do. In my spare
so that's
time,
how
right?
You know it's locked. Yeah.
That's how I know.
I would never know. So
that's how I know. It all goes with working in the video department. Okay. I've got a serious problem.
Okay, so yeah, you work in the video department, you try to go in the women's room. Now I've learned something new about you. That's
checks out.
As long as you're not making videos,
yes,
in the women's.
Correct. That could be an issue.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, that says, why don't you have Trey investigate and document his investigation on Twitter?
Not bad.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Somebody says, got to be Nick. I don't know. Nick doesn't strike me as that either.
I don't think so. Nick's, like, hyper clean. Like, he doesn't like even touching, yeah, like, door handles and stuff.
Of course, I mean, it did look like it had been rubbed on a horn or something. So, I guess it's possible. But, no, I'm going to say no on Nick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I hope it's nobody that works with us. Hopefully, it's one of those guys across the hall that, like you said, you always kind of make eye contact with them because they recognize you because we work together, but we don't really know them. I think it's one of those guys.
I hope so. You know what? If it's one of the ad guys, that wouldn't shock me either.
No.
if Ken Hoffman were more here more often, I'd put that on him.
He seems like a guy that would do everything possible to avoid using a public bathroom. He seems like one of those guys.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean?
Ugh. No way it's Brandon. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure this out because there is somebody here. I mean, it's already, you know, it's a bathroom, so it's going to be disgusting. And it's a bathroom with a bunch of electronic stuff next to it. So we're starting at a pretty low baseline. We don't need people helping by making it worse.
No.
So.
No.
Yeah. So Faking Cole on the Twitch channel says, just hire a restroom attendant, which you suggested. I don't want to have to pay somebody for that. Ooh, good question. Which is worse, your bathroom or San Francisco streets? Gonna go San Francisco.
Yeah, you can at least flush in your bathroom.
Yeah, that can at least be cleaned up. So, and somebody said, didn't someone leave a poo paper on top of a urinal several months ago? Yeah, it's a problem. It's turning into an epidemic. So
you have to be doing that on purpose. That's not like an accident. A poo paper on top of a urinal, like,
yeah,
you know, that's not an accident.
Has anyone piss off an intern lately? Could be a way to get back at you guys. I don't know. Most of the time we just ignore them.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah. And plus, I didn't even realize we just switched interns again, that we got a new group.
We did. I've noticed because it'll be like completely empty when I'll come in the morning. I'm like, where is everybody?
Oh, yes. Let's make Trey the men's room attendant. That, if anything else, it would freak out whoever's doing it.
Good point.
I like that idea. Thank you, 832. All right, we need to go to break. So a lot more to get to. Don't worry, we'll get back to sports. It's not, you know, we did sports for, does that make this situation a bleep show?
Well played, guys.
Well played. All right, if you want to get in, today's a good day. 713-780-3776 is your number. Be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Late hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, and Abdul Foster. Live from the Texas Card House tonight at 7 p.m. Kind of wish I was going out there. I hear that's a really nice card house. So.
Yeah, that'd be a blast. Yeah. I love that show. Jason and those guys do a good job.
They do. And it's been an interesting addition to have Jason and Abdul on that show. But Patrick is one of the hardest working guys around here. And check it out, 7 o'clock. Deacon says, I'd start with vendors who come to the station regularly or semi-regularly. Then I'd see if any of the same ones were there on the 2 days in the week in question.
We did have a vendor here today, I will say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's time for an investigation. I'm going to go full Law and Order here. we're going to find out who did this. And a lot of people saying no one mentions Palillo. And I would have never thought of Charlie, except he's a seat recliner, so therefore he's capable of anything.
That's true.
That's like if you're a serial killer, you're capable of anything. So
we've heard those jokes about Charlie before, about how he'd be like a perfect serial killer. And I heard you and AJ talking about the seat reclining yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about Charlie.
Yeah, see, that he would be a perfect serial killer.
Yeah.
So, Matt, with a point, are you aware that Jason Garrett is also an Ivy League? Yes, I've been aware of that for a long time. It says he and O'Brien are the only two in the league coaching, and their mirror images in terms of production. Doesn't mean you're football smart. Yeah, and really, going to the Ivy League is a huge advantage because you obviously can get a great job coming out of it, right? But that doesn't mean you're necessarily really good. I've seen some people who are brilliant from there, and I've had some guys who were complete failures that we hired simply because they came from an Ivy League school.
They need to offer some classes on when and when not to call challenges. I think that would help out the Texans quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't think Jason Garrett is dumb. I just think he's a very average coach. Bill O'Brien, I'm starting to think he's just dumb. And some of the things he does and some of the ways he tries to defend him, it's just silly. And at no point do you listen to him and say, wow, this guy strikes me as a guy who went to an Ivy League school. It's like, no, this guy probably went to a community college and failed. So, yeah, I don't know that school doesn't really matter, especially when it comes – once you're out of school, it really doesn't matter where you went or what your grades were. It's what you do when you get your job. And you can judge him on wins and losses. It's pretty simple. And he's an average football coach at best. And my frustration with him is I think he can be better than that, but he never learns from anything. It's all – I'm just I'm going to be stubborn about it, and you know I'm going to do it my way. And if you don't like it, oh, well, I'm not going to give you an answer about it. And A3O brings up a great point. Book smart is different from smart smart.
Yeah.
I think it's different from common sense is the word I would use. And I use my son as an example. One of the smartest people you'll ever be around. He can sit here and break down he's in creative writing. He'll sit there and break down things so in depth when it comes to writing that even I don't know what the hell he's talking about half the time, but doesn't know how to change a car tire. So
yeah, is that like a younger generation thing?
No, it's not, because I had a relative who passed away, unfortunately, but he was the same way. Went to Rice, UT Law, brilliant. Couldn't handle the most basic things. Yeah, you know, the most basic tasks that you would expect people to know how to do. Like, you ought to be able to. I don't need to do it now because I've got roadside, but
sure,
you ought to be able to change a tire. Or know that, oh, the tire's flat, which my son did not know. I mean, is that too much to ask in this day and age?
No, it's not. And you're right. And I think, you know, back to the O'Brien thing, if he's just not that good at it, you know, in the moment, hire somebody you trust that's really competent, that's watching the games, that is good at that stuff, to be in your ear, to help you out. And it seems like it's the same thing every year with Bill. And I wish he'd learn from some of these mistakes. And even Belichick has some really smart guys that help break down analytics and help him on the sidelines during games. Whoever Bill has doing that for him is not doing a very good job.
Well, the problem is, He wants to do more. Yeah. He wants to have his control of everything. And he's not going to hire anybody to do that. Do you think he's really going to listen? Like, hey, I'll do that job for free. I'll do the time management job for free for you. I'll just sit up there and say, time out here, dickweed. And then he wouldn't do it. Like, no, we're fine.
No, we're good.
Don't want to change. You don't want to change your personnel.
It's not my job to listen to you.
Exactly. Yeah, and of course, sounds like you failed as a dad for teaching him how to change a tire. Yeah, that's I failed as a dad. You're right. Believe me, I've tried. It's just certain things, it doesn't matter how smart you are, you're not going to get if you don't have common sense. And most truly brilliant people that I know, they're the same way. I mean, I know a lot of people who you might not think are the brightest, but I would drop them in the middle of New York City naked with no money, and I know they'd survive. Some of the smartest people I know, if you do that, would have no chance. You know, they'd be sex slaves in a minute, and then, you know, and then they're writing an SVU episode about them. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. The one thing that this Jalen Ramsey thing,
oh man,
I know you've been following this. Apparently, the owner says they're not trading him. He doesn't have a problem with the coach. His problem's with Tom Coughlin.
We've heard this before.
Yeah. Which, I mean, a lot of guys have had problems with Tom Coughlin. But anyway, how much does he really affect your life?
I don't know. I wonder if he's a little more hands-on than we know. And we know Coughlin is one of those guys, you know, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. He's one of those kind of guys. So, you know, that can rub some of these younger players just the wrong way. They're not used to that kind of old school mentality anymore. And Jalen Ramsey's been this dude for a while. I mean, he showed up with a Brinks truck this year. You know what I mean? Like, he's ready to get paid, and he's going to do whatever he can to force his way out. And I think he's faking all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, he still shows up and plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
Plays pretty well.
But he was inactive this past week, wasn't he?
I thought he played this week.
I'll have to go back and check.
Yeah, I thought he played this week. I think he's played every week.
Okay.
I could be wrong about last week, but I know he played the Thursday night game. And he's supposed to play Sunday, which I hope so because I like the Jags to win. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We'll talk to the Astros. We've got a little football talk in. We'll get a little more football talk in. Your fantasy stuff is up on SportsMap, right?
It is. I got it up. I had to run through it a little quicker today because yeah, I'm filling in, and I had to come through for Fred. It's pretty cool to do the blitz, and I had to get my fantasy stuff up. So it is up. It's Thursday, so you know earlier in the week, it's kind of more I'm going off my projections. As the week goes along, I'll get really, you know, I'll really start moving people around. But it's a good thing to go off of early in the week because really you only have the Thursday night games tonight. So that's really why I put up on Thursday, just so people know who to start on Thursday night football. So I'll tinker with it a little bit as we get closer to game time on Sunday.
Yeah, somebody said he was out last week.
Okay.
So, but apparently he's supposed to play this week. So yeah, he was sick. I forgot about all that. Allegedly sick and then had family stuff, as it were. But I hope they keep him. They're a better team with him. And, you know, they can win that division, man. I mean, I've seen enough of the local guys and the other teams that if Minshew can just keep them on track until they get Nick Foles back, they can win the division. And only if they have Jalen Ramsey, though, because those guys just don't grow on trees. You can't find shutdown corners like that.
No, and they struggled because Courtland Sutton had a big game. Emmanuel Sanders had a big game this week without Ramsey. So that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, Jalen did say he would have, if they would have given him a deal last year when he was asking for a new one, that the price would have been a lot lower than what it's going to be now. So I'm wondering if this Coughlin thing goes all the way back to last year with contract negotiations.
I'm sure it does. When you have exceptional gifts in certain areas of your brain, it takes away from basic abilities in others. Einstein's difficulty with simple dressing and functional tasks exemplify this. Didn't he have to have like the same suit in his closet? Like,
I think so.
So that he didn't have to think about it. I'm glad I'm not that brilliant.
I'm certainly not.
All right. I tell you what is brilliant is betting on my bookie. And you want to get in on the action tonight. You want to get in on the college football, the NFL. You want to bet some hockey like I did last night. Told you about that over. Hope you bet it. Well, mybookie.ag has you covered. They've got prop bets, you name it. You can play parlays, teasers, whatever you want. Any sport you want. And the best thing about my bookie is when you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. And I get asked all the time, hey, what websites do you use? I go, I use my bookie exclusively. I've never had any issues getting money out of there. And I have with other sites. And with other sites, it turns into part of the gamble is putting your money in there. Not the case of my bookie. I've been able to get it out every time. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money. Up to $1,000. They're going to double your first deposit, but you have to use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO, and you'll get that exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. My bookie.